Now, I'm not sure if you tried to go into a frenzy of clicking last night. Click Frenzy, of course, was advertised as an opportunity to save an absolute fortune. You know, massive discounts up to 90% for 24 hours, 180 retailers taking part. Really modelled on a similar thing that goes on in the US. But a lot of people were left frustrated because the thing fell in a bit of a heap. You might have heard some of the calls to Adam's show this morning.
Last night, four of us at home and my son and his girlfriend at their place all tried to get on for hours and hours until midnight. We finally gave up. My son actually got through and he got a product that we were both after, got to it, and it was a big saving. And then it just failed to proceed any further. And I'm calling cynical. It was a marketing ploy. It was simply an easy way to create an enormous database.
I was in a frenzy because the whole thing was just a disaster.
And so did you go to the main site, the umbrella site called Click Frenzy?
Could get on.
Right.
And gave up. And so I decided I'd go to the David Jones site. And that crashed. And you kept on getting into, you know, where you needed to get to fulfillment. And I was unfulfilled.
In the US, it's normally offered off just about everything that a store will carry. And they are very, very significant savings. And people go out of their way to either get to the store, because you can actually buy them in the store as well, and buy them online. But it just wasn't what it was meant to be. Australian retailers do not know how to discount.
Oh, there you go. Some very frustrated participants or attempted participants in Click Frenzy. Overnight, basically what happened was the umbrella website went down within an hour of it opening last night, and the websites of some of the individual retailers that were part of the event had crashed as well. Well, let's catch up with Margie Osmond, who's the Chief Executive of the Australian Retailers Association. Margie, good morning. Now, you didn't organise this, of course,
no.
but you would have been looking at it, hopefully, because retailers have needed a boost for a while. What went wrong?
Well, look, I think that's a question you have to put to the technical organisers of the Gateway site. I think the important thing to understand with this is that it's been running for about 5-6 years in overseas countries. It runs in the US and UK and a whole range of other places under the Cyber Monday banner. Mm. And for all of that period that it's been operating overseas, as recently as last year, they routinely have crashes as part of this mechanism, simply because of the unpredictable peaks and troughs that occur as part of the mechanism. So companies like Nordstrom's and Barnes and Noble and Toys R Us in the US have all sustained some kind of technical difficulty in this space, simply because of the volumes of traffic.
So, but in this case, what sort of load testing was done? I mean, presumably the retailers would have been saying, look, this is a really big opportunity, very important to us. We want to know this is going to work.
Well, once again, you know, that's something you'd have to put to the organisers of the Click Frenzy event. But certainly there are a whole range of Australian standalone retailer websites that stood up to the traffic, and if they did have problems, were pretty quickly back online. So I think, and you've got instances too of online retailers like Kogan and others who had difficulties yesterday as part of the mix. I think what we have to accept is that, you know, it's relatively early days. But having said that, this is a consistent experience in just about every other country in the world that's had a Cyber Monday type event.
Yeah, okay. Well, some of the criticism we heard in those calls, Margie, the discounts weren't offered on all products, the savings weren't that great, people suspicious that it was just an opportunity to get a, you know, build up databases for retailers. It just didn't seem to measure up for a lot of those callers. Does that concern you?
Well, look, I think, you know, the hope with any of these kinds of things, that if somebody's got a bright idea for an event that encourages people to shop, and particularly in the run-up to Christmas, which is how Cyber Monday is used in other parts of the world, you know, the theory is a good thing. But I also think it's important in the midst of this not to lose sight of those companies that did do extremely well yesterday. I mean, companies like Target are talking about very significant increases and peaks in traffic yesterday and translating into sales. So, you know, I don't think this is going to put people off online shopping, And I do think that probably events like this begin really to blur the line between online and bricks and mortar, because it's some of the biggest bricks and mortars that are part of this sort of online activity.
Mm-hmm. It could very much sour some people's experience with Australian retailers, though, couldn't it, and send them back to those overseas ones that work better?
Well, look, I think it's one event, and if you took part in a Cyber Monday exercise in any other country in the world, you could be facing the same technical difficulties, because we are not unique in this space. That while you can calculate for heavy traffic, as I understand it, it's the peaks and troughs and that unpredictability that creates the issues, at least overseas. I think people are pretty much wedded to the whole idea of having a mix of shopping options now, both bricks and mortar and online. And while I think that for some people this has not been a great experience, clearly, you know, there's plenty of Christmas shopping to be done between now and the 25th of December in an almost endless number of ways of doing it.
Yes, those Christmas decorations went up painfully early again. Thank you very much, Margie. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Margie Osmond, CEO of the Australian National Retailers Association. Well, you know, should the organisers have known more about the technical glitches? Stilgarian, technology writer, is on the line for us this morning. Good morning, Stilgarian. How are you?
Morning. Very well. But I'm a bit puzzled by this excuse there, which, other people are technically incompetent too. You know, I mean, well, other people run out of petrol on the way to Perth, so why can't we? Not to put too fine a point on it, engineering websites for large unpredictable spikes of traffic is difficult, but it's actually not rocket science. There are plenty of people who know how to do this, and some places cope quite happily and some don't, because they engineer it the right way. Now, it's probably a little early to kind of finger point, because often our website's developers will have recommended the right technical approach, and then the client has sort of balked at the cost or something like that. But it is interesting that this front end of a clickfrenzy.com.au, which channeled all of the traffic for 180 different retailers through one choke point. I mean, it's a bit like having all of your 180 shops in the shopping centre having a Boxing Day sale, and then say everyone has to enter through this
one door,
wide doorway. You know, you're setting yourself up for failure.
So an obvious failure there. I mean, we do know that was how they did it, was it? It was all through one choke point, as you say.
Well, I mean, through one particular web address. So that means if you're advertising that one web address for everyone to hit first, and then choose the deal you want to buy, and then head off to the individual retailer website. If that first front door isn't working, then you can't get anywhere. You don't know where it is you're meant to go to buy the washing machine. And the problem then was that some retailers' own websites could not cope with a massive load. And although, you know, you can say, hey, it works fine every day, and then suddenly under 10 times, 100 times the load, it falls over. This, as I say, it's not rocket science. This stuff can be tested for. It is part of engineering something when you are expecting a rush. And it's a bit of a worry when supposedly, you know, we're talking about leading brands here, some of them. You know, you would think that they're premier organisations, and they can't cope with the load. I mean, questions really have to be asked.
And do you think it would have been the cost? Somebody would have, as you mentioned earlier, a retailer would have said, oh, I'm not going to pay that. You know, can't we have a cheaper version and still
well,
get the result?
Maybe, or some individual retailers, you know, didn't know, because, you know, their website might have been built a couple of years ago, or the engineering team built it to a certain expected load and it can cope with two times, three times, four times. Yeah. But suddenly a massive amount, it does take a site to be engineered in a different kind of way. And if management isn't aware that this is something that they need to be thinking about, well, you know, it's just not on their radar. They missed that one, and oh dear, lessons learnt for next time. But again, this is known stuff. So again, if we're copying a model, as as the retailers say, this is something which is not new. It's 4 or 5 years, and there are plenty of businesses that cope with massive spikes of traffic. Just think of anyone buying concert tickets. You know,
God,
yes. 9 a.m. rolls around and suddenly everyone's trying to buy their tickets. So there are ways of dealing with this. The big players deal with it every day. And you know, once the Click Frenzy site was moved across from their original engineering setup, during the course of yesterday evening, they actually transitioned to a new environment which could cope using one of the bigger global players, and that helped. But, you know, I just keep looking at this and thinking...
And marvelling, obviously.
Well, kind of, you know, I asked some people on Twitter, should I use the term train wreck? And they said, no, this was far more predictable than a train wreck.
Right.
You know, it's something that...
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Got to move on, Sir Gary. Thank you so much. That's great, sir. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Not a train wreck, because it was far more predictable than that. Thank you, Twitter. 1-300-222-702 if you had that train wreck experience last night, 9:25 on 702 Mornings.